Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Terry Rabine, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 32, found in Grade 8, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We'll first go over question 32 and its rubric, and then we'll move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 37 of the Grade 8 Scoring Guide, and we'll go over question 32. In this question, the student is given an equation and is asked to solve for the variable p and then check the work. Please note that a show your workspace has been provided for both parts. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 3. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. In the equation given in the complete and correct response, the 3 is distributed over the p to arrive at the correct answer of 3p plus 18 equals 5p plus 4. Then, 3p is subtracted from both sides to get 18 equals 2p plus 4. Next, 4 is subtracted from both sides to get 14 equals 2p. Both sides are then divided by 2 to arrive at the answer p equals 7. In the check, the 7 is substituted back into the original equation, with the results being 39 equals 39. Any other valid processes used to arrive at these answers would also be accepted. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We've found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 39. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 3. This student has performed the correct order of operations, beginning with distributing the 3 over the parentheses to arrive eventually at the correct answer of 7. The solution is substituted correctly back into the original equation in the check part of the response. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is also a score point 3. In this response, the equation is properly distributed. Although not expressly shown, it is clear from the work that 3p and 4 are subtracted from both sides of the equation. Both sides are then divided by 2 to get the correct answer of 7, which is then checked correctly. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is a score point 2 response. This student has shown correct work for solving for p. However, the remaining work in checking the answer is missing. The missing check prevents this response from receiving full credit. The fourth guide paper is also a score point 2. In this response, the work shown demonstrates a sound mathematical procedure for solving the equation. However, a calculation error results in an incorrect answer. The student has written 16 instead of 18 in the first step. The calculation error of 3 times 12 equals 34 instead of 36 in the check part does not detract from a partial understanding of how to solve multi-step equations. In the fifth guide paper, we find the first score point 1 response. This student has provided a correct answer of 7 on the answer line. However, the work shows the error of subtracting 5 instead of 5p, and there is no check for the answer. Holistically, this response demonstrates that the student has only a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task, and it can, therefore, receive no higher than a score point 1. Let's review the sixth guide paper, which is another score point 1. The equation is properly distributed, and the variables are correctly isolated. Although there are multiple flaws, such as subtracting 55 instead of 5p from both sides and dividing by 2 instead of negative 2, They do not detract from showing that this student has a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. The seventh and last guide paper for this question is a score point zero. In this paper, the student has distributed the equation correctly. However, the remaining work shown is conceptually flawed and incorrect. There is not enough correct information in this paper to demonstrate even a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. Please take a moment to review these seven papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the Range Finding Committee. There are five practice set papers for question 32, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the three-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the five practice set papers for question 32. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the Range Finding Committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 21. In this response, the equation is properly solved and a correct answer of 7 is provided. However, the work for the check part contains a string or run-on equation, which is incorrect and prevents the response from receiving full credit. Therefore, this paper receives a score point 2. Next is practice set 22. In this paper, the work shown for solving for P and the answer of 7 are both correct. Substituting 7 for P in the original equation to arrive at 39 equals 39 is sufficient work for the check part of the response. This response earns a score point 3. Let's move on to practice set 23. Much of the work shown and the answer provided in this paper are incorrect. In addition, the check part of the response is missing. Therefore, this response receives a score point 0. In practice set 24, a correct answer is provided. However, the procedure used to arrive at that answer is obviously incorrect. The work shown for the check part of the response is correct, so this paper receives a score point 1. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 25. In this response, the equation is properly solved and a correct answer is provided. However, to demonstrate a thorough understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task, the check must be of the original equation. In this response, the check is of 18 equals 2p plus 4, and not of 3p plus 18 equals 5p plus 4. Therefore, this response is only partially correct and receives a score point 2. We've now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.